Our coffers were empty to pay for your pleasures, by J.C. Turnbull. Welcome to God's House Tower. You're about to explore Our Coffers Were Empty to Pay for Your Pleasures, an exhibition by J.C. Turnbull. This installation tells the story of the Asian arowana, a fish transformed into a luxury commodity. Once celebrated as a champion, she is imagined here as a fallen star, now cast aside. As you move through the exhibition, you will see objects, costumes, trophies and keepsakes that trace her rise and fall. The work also reflects on wider themes, cycles of desire, overproduction, spectacle and the hidden costs of consumption. The exhibition begins in the Barker Mills project space on the first floor. Here, glowing light boxes line the walls, recalling the aquariums and showrooms where prized fish were displayed. The walls around the room are covered in a metallic silver. The atmosphere is bright and glamorous, but also a little clinical, like a trophy room. Displayed on the light boxes are posters and promotional materials from the arowana's glory days. These works are inspired by real-life advertisements for surgical tools, tanning lamps and supplements, as well as the glittering movie posters of Hollywood's golden age. Like the stars of Sunset Boulevard or Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, the arowana is presented as a performer whose fame is fleeting, caught in cycles of beauty, demand and obsolescence. There is seating available just outside this room, near the lift and the stairs. When you are ready, continue to the main gallery on the second floor. You can use the staircase or take the lift by pressing and holding the button marked 2 until it reaches the top. Main gallery, second floor. As you step into the main gallery, you enter the arowana's boudoir, a room filled with the remnants of her former success. All around you are objects that speak of prestige and spectacle. Costumes made from broken toys, false nails and fast fashion garments. These are playful yet fragile reminders of waste and overproduction. There are trophies shaped like horns of plenty, collaged with images from 1970s bodybuilding magazines. Model ships printed with invented heraldic symbols that recall Southampton's maritime history and the grandeur of the British Empire. The room is vibrant and luxurious, drenched in decadence symbolic of the arowana herself. Colourful textiles drape the room from the ceiling. The room is littered with artefacts. In the centre of the space, there are 3 podium lights installed in pastel colours, reflecting the colours of the room. These are also reminiscent of the lights on Hollywood film sets. In this room, you'll notice the soundscape, created by Josie with musician Wesley Gonzalez. It blends melody with fragments of story. The voice you hear is the arowana, telling her life in a poetic stream of consciousness, a rise to splendour, followed by inevitable decline. At the far end of the gallery, you'll find additional exhibition text and seating, if you'd like to pause to reflect. As you leave, consider the larger picture this exhibition paints. The tragic story of the arowana mirrors the cycles of desire and waste in our own world. It asks us to consider what and who is valued in an age of overproduction. Thank you for visiting Our Coffers Were Empty to Pay for Your Pleasures. For more content, you can scan the QR codes throughout the galleries. These will take you to alternative texts, audio material, and details of events linked to the exhibition. We hope you enjoy your visit.